website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We'll be talking about today Christians forced, hear that word, Christians forced to be subservient to the LGBTQ agenda. Let me just read you a brief introductory thought. UN expert demands religious beliefs bend to the LGBTQ ideology. A new report from the those who serve at the United Nations as its advisors on sexual orientation has come out with a report expressing the idea that religious freedom is not to be incompatible with the LGBTQ ideology. However, the report explains that the compatibility comes only when faith standards become subservient to the sexual political agenda embraced by the world's LGBTQ organizations. The report explained that the UN Human Rights Council has the opinion that religious freedom isn't incompatible with LGBTQ equality, and that's to be accomplished through making long-held religious beliefs and long-held religious traditions to become subservient to the LGBTQ agenda. Further, the article states, the report said that they proceeded to propose blatant violations of religious freedom. He said the fix is to have religious communities reinterpret, hear me, to have religious communities reinterpret their own doctrines to meet the preferences of the LGBTQ agenda, end quote. And the article goes on and on. We'll share parts of it during the course of this broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the major persecution and coming prosecution of Christians in America. Perhaps you've noticed that the accumulation of these incidents, if you will, from the political world, those from the medical world, and even from the religious world, that's openly celebrating, embracing the sodomite agenda, the LGBTQ agenda, and all that it includes. That's what we'll be talking about today. And we're asking the question during the course of this broadcast today, what are Christians to do? Do we go hide? Do we find another nation to move to? I've had people say, well, you know, I've got dual citizenship in this, and other nation. I'll just go there. Where else do you go? Where can you go hide? What can you do? It goes back to the 1940s, the mid-40s, when the Jewish people were hiding, many having to hide in closets and under the floors in buildings to prevent being gathered up, put into concentration camps, and ultimately incinerated. Hiding from the enemy. Is that what it's going to come to in America today? Listen, this is not some woke ideological scare tactic whatsoever. This is being absolutely frank and forward with what I believe we see taking place, and we're watching the pieces of the puzzle coming together, where ultimately the global agenda out of the UN will mandate, will control, will modulate everything that happens in America as well as other nations. So the question is, should Christians be forced to be subservient to the LGBTQ agenda? We'll talk about that. We'd love to hear from you during the course of the day's broadcast. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion. But before we get to the open line for you to call in, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. All that we're talking about today, God has already given us the answer in the book called the Bible, the Truth Book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth," in John 17:17. Then in Psalms 117:2, the scripture is very, very clear. The truth of the Lord shall endure forever. How long is forever? It's forever. There's no qualifying of the word forever. It is forever. And may I say to you, truth is what we need to seek. Truth is what we need to allow to modulate and motivate in each of our lives. It was the secularist George Orwell, however, that made the statement, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And the conversation that I'm presenting to you today is not viewed with embraced arms, open arms to embrace it, by many, if not most, and I pray not for you that's listening today, but many, if not most today, hearing these words that I'm speaking, will reject it, will refuse to embrace it, and feel that somehow, some way, that's not truth, or that it's hate speech. By the way, another subject for another day. We're on the fast track for we the people, we the Christians, the conservatives in America. If we stand, continue to stand, listen, if Christians continue to stand against the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, it will be deemed hate speech. They're doing that now. They're just simply not prosecuting on that basis. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the fast track of which we're on and understand the need to stand for truth. It is the church, according to a major statement by U.S. Senator, former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. It's the church that has the source of truth. It's the Bible. And Jim DeMint goes on to say, "And if the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible, if you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our churches." Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saddened to have to report to you, and I've stated this many, many times on this show, ladies and gentlemen, about 55% of the millennials today, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, make the statement, "Each person determines their own version of truth." That's an impossibility. There's no such thing as having a different version of truth. In fact, it goes back to what former Senator U.S. Jim DeMint said on one occasion. He said, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian churches." Ladies and gentlemen, that's an open frontal condemnation of what is happening in our churches today. Our churches today, denominations, are part and parcel of the major problem that we're seeing with this sodomite agenda. And it seems as though, and I've had people to say recently, "Well, it seems like all of this is happening overnight." No, ladies and gentlemen, it started back in the early 70s. They have been by incremental laws, regulations, and rules. The sodomites have been incrementally setting the stage for taking total domination control of the morals and ethics and the values, or may I say the immoral and no ethics and no values in America. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to the truth book. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's my challenge to you each and every day on this broadcast. We need, regardless of what the world says, regardless of what Joe Biden says, regardless of what Kamala Harris says in her laughable ill state of understanding reality, we need to take a stand for truth and stand on it without bowing and without bending. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast today. When the question is asked, what do we do? Where do we go? Should we become subservient to the LGBTQ demonically controlled sodomite agenda? Or should we take a stand? If we take a stand, what then? What then shall we do? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the homeowner brand as well as the professional landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark. You can see it for miles away. 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question and comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. London. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. The answer is plain and simple, no. Absolutely not. Anybody coming with anything outside the gospel of Jesus Christ is wrong in my book. They are not going to tickle my ear. And the UN, I got a few things to say about that, if you've got a moment, sir.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
The UN, if you look at their history since May of 1948, they have unanimously brought measure after measure after resolution, and a lot of them are directed towards Israel.
Yes.
This same body that is now wanting us as Christians to abide by some anti-theological doctrine there, a lot of these member nations there are Islamic there, and they're only aiming that at Christianity. I don't see them aiming this same resolution at Islamic countries. I will not abide by anything that comes out of that organization, because everything that I've seen them over the years doing comes straight from lies and evil, just plain and simple.
Jim, you're exactly right and spot on with your comments, but what many of our listeners may not be aware of, the UN, though it's funded primarily by the United States of America's tax dollars, the UN is dominated, controlled by, and is a puppet arm of the Chinese Communist Party. And the UN is now, how would you say, dominating. Most of our listeners may not be aware that in Switzerland, I believe it was May 26th and 27th, U.S. President Joe Biden was there, signed a resolution basically surrendering America's sovereignty over health care and health care guidelines to the UN. In fact, the UN is in a position today, if the UN declares a global emergency, if the UN declares that there's some pandemic, if the UN decides that there is a need for lockdown, if the UN decides there's a need to force people to wear a mask, or force people to be locked in the homes, or force people to go into some type of concentration camp for re-education if they refuse to do so, UN today has that authority to do so. And if the UN decides we want to have a global lockdown and America says no, I am of the opinion that we'll see the blue-helmeted UN police patrolling the streets in America. And it is thanks to Joe Biden that's put America in a position that we've lost our sovereignty. And part and parcel of that now is the UN demanding. This headline says, UN demands religious beliefs bend to the LGBTQ ideology. Now, that is very, very pervasive. That's very, very, very antagonizing. That's very frightening to most to realize that we have a United Nations, a non-elected group of puppets from China, out of China, controlled by China, that land a position that's going to say to a Christian, will say to me and to you and to other Christians that's listening today by way of this broadcast, will say to us that what we believe in about God's Word, what we believe that God's Word would have us to do, what we believe that the Bible is mandating in our lives, what we believe based on the Scripture is moral and ethical and biblical, that is to take secondary, that is to take secondary or even tertiary position and allow the LGBTQ sodomite agenda to dominate. That's what we see. That's what we see taking place, Jim.
I would agree with that. Well, I'm glad I'm a citizen of the Kingdom of Christ.
Amen.
I don't have anything to do with whatever they're trying to do there. I mean, I'm aware of it, but I'm not going to abide by it.
Absolutely not. The question that I have, Jim, is, in your opinion, what is your take on this question? Will Christians, will churches, will pastors, will national religious denominations bend and succumb to the threats from the UN and change their theological, doctrinal, biblical beliefs in order to appease and to accommodate this move that is on the horizon?
I pray that congregations and the pastors that lead them have the moral strength to deny. But I know that in my own heart and human nature, fear is a powerful weapon. I'm also reminded of something I cannot remember if I read it in Deuteronomy or Leviticus, but before the armies of Israel marched into the land that God had given them, that the sons of Aaron were to give a pep talk and a prayer, and then the commanders of the men themselves were to ask amongst the men who here, obviously if you haven't had a wife or if you've got a vineyard you haven't eaten from, but obviously one of the questions they asked is, do you have fear of the enemy? And if you do, to step aside, because they know that they knew back then the same thing that we as Christians know today. First of all, fear is contagious. And second of all, you shouldn't live in fear. So I pray for all those pastors and all those congregation leaders that they may have strength in that day.
That should be our constant prayer and observation, because in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, the seventh verse, God has not given us the spirit of fear. But I'm finding even today, even before this has gotten to the escalated to the point that it is today, I have seen in the past 5 or 6 years, denomination after denomination after denomination bow to the socially woke community and culture and receive with open arms some of the woke culture's demands to basically jettison morals and ethics and values derived from the Scripture. In fact, there's some that are saying, and I've got one of the articles today, where one of the churches, and I've forgotten the denomination, but basically going back to memory, where they have kind of an invocation prayer before the congregation, and referring to God as a she, referring to Jesus as having two daddies, etc., etc., etc. It is the woke culture that's permeating this society today. Is bad enough. When it starts permeating the churches, denominations, we're in trouble. We're watching the demise of the church in America. And part and parcel of that is because of bending to the cultural demands. Jim, we can keep praying, keep looking up. I am concerned, vitally concerned, but I'm not fearful. And so I pray that our listeners today, just as you have just said, we ought not to be fearful. We need to take a stand. We need to say, this is what God's Word says. That settles it. regardless of what others may do or say. Jim, thank you so much for your call, your insight.
Thank you, sir.
Your position on these issues. Have a wonderful day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today Christians forced to be subservient to the LGBTQ agenda. How do you do that? How do you force Christians, conservatives, and patriots to bow? In my mind, I go back to the third chapter of Daniel, verses 1 through 31, by the way, 31 verses in Daniel, the third chapter. But there was a political correctness that was taking place. The king demanded that everybody bow when the music plays on a national level, bow and worship an idol. The three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, refused to bend, to bow. And then the king basically called them in, chided them. We're going to give them a second opportunity, a second chance. And I'm fascinated by, encouraged by their statement. Their statement said, if it be so, third chapter, the 17th verse of Daniel, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, let it be known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, they were thrown into the fiery furnace. But listen, they were demanded to bow. They didn't. They then were chided and tried to force them to bend. And they said, we believe our God can deliver us. But if he chooses not to, we're not going to worship your idol, O king. They were thrown into the fiery furnace. They did not bend. They did not bow. And when they were thrown in that fiery furnace, they didn't burn. In fact, when the security guards looked into the fiery furnace, they saw four, not three. And the scripture says the fourth one was like unto the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So let me encourage us at the very outset today that if we take the stand as Christians, as conservatives, and refuse to bow to the political correctness, refuse to change our theological position, refuse to modulate what the Word of God says, God is going to be with us. And if he chooses to allow the prosecution and the persecution, then so be it. We ought not to bend and change the Word of God, ignore the Word of God, simply to try to save our own skin, as some would put it. We've got this LGBTQ sodomite agenda permeating all of society today. Looking at the headline, it says, gay people are literally taking over our national parks. The radical left has pushed itself literally into every aspect of our lives so that they can jam their agenda down our throats. The latest inappropriate act turned Yosemite National Park, one of our dearest national monuments, into a debauched party to push their corrupt sexual agenda, and Joe Biden's park rangers were only happy to help them accomplish it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are. And I've got dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens, and may I say again, dozens of articles in relationship to the trajectory that we're on and where it's headed. And now the latest is where the UN is demanding that religious beliefs bend to the LGBTQ ideology. That is simply saying, if you put it in the young blood vernacular, jettison the Bible, reject the truth of God's word, accept and embrace the LGBTQ demonic challenge and demonic lifestyle, and inculcate that into our churches and our personal lives, our home lives, and our families, in order to be secure and safe and not be persecuted and prosecuted. That's what they're saying. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. It's just hot, but I'm doing okay. Have you heard about, I think I asked you that before, about Hunter Biden getting a tap on the wrist. But if it was us, we would get time in prison.
You're exactly right, Kenneth. One of the things, though, that I'm a little bit encouraged with is the fact that still the deep dive investigation going on with two or three committees led by the Republican-controlled House. I pray that they get to the bottom of it. And I'm not a doom and gloomist and or a negative thinker in that sense. I think they will discover the facts that the Biden family cabal, in fact, collected millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars and now they are hostages in the fist of China, Russia, Ukraine, etc. And all of that will be discovered. But I don't have any hopes that there'll be the real prosecutorial event take place. I believe that they will attempt to impeach the DOJ Merrick Garland. I believe that will pass in the House, but will fail in the Senate. It'll simply be something that will be theatrics and candy icing, window dressing, and will not go through. I believe that we see Christopher Wray and the head of the FBI and others that are still trying to cover for the lies that have taken place. We still have the whistleblowers that's now talking behind the scenes. So I'm thinking that all of this is ultimately going to come to a grand crescendo, but the way the wheels of justice grind so slowly, we will be in the throes of the 2024 election and beyond before the truth ever comes out. And if it's after the Biden administration, the Republicans are going to say, well, there's no point in us prosecuting. It'll look like political prosecution. They will not do anything once they know the facts and the truth. So I'm not excited about the potential of it being rectified or changed. But yeah, you're right. If it had been me or you, they would have thrown the book at us. It would have been a felony, not pleaded down to a misdemeanor. And therefore, he would have spent time in prison and major fines. So we got a dual justice system.
Right. Can I ask one more question?
Go ahead.
If this thing, I used to be in Orlando, and they had Gay Pride Day in Disney. Now you're giving them a month of Gay Pride Day. And I think this is ludicrous. I don't know what, because they probably try to take the 4th of July away and give it to the gay crowd.
You're exactly right, Kenneth. And one of the things that, and I can't call the name right offhand, but it's a wannabe female that dresses as a female, but still is in all of the anatomy a male, that's one of the key leaders in the Biden administration. And Shim, whatever you want to use, just made the announcement that it needs to be a Pride summer and not a Pride month, not just June, but all of the summer is a Pride summer. She, him has just pronounced. And what we're watching is a Pride, not just a Pride month, not just a Pride summer, but the Gay Pride, as it is called. It's the Rainbow Mafia. They will continue to keep beating the drums and demanding these things be done, and now especially with the UN getting behind it. We're in trouble as a nation. We're in trouble as Christians. We're in trouble for the moral, ethical fabric of America. So, Kenneth, all we can do is keep praying, looking to God, and don't bow and don't bend.
Young blood.
Yes, sir.
And that's not even a pedophile. If a young person accepts an older person to have sex with, and they're trying to pass that law. I believe
Well, you see, this reason, you've got the LGBTQIP, et cetera, the P in the LGBTQIP is for pedophilia. That's understood that when they started this and changed it simply from the gay, queer, and homosexual to call the LGBTQ, it's all inclusive. So it's on the fast track for that. So all we can do is keep looking up, keep praying, keep standing, keep hanging on to the biblical standard and not bowing or bending with what the world is saying. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call today. Looking forward to what God is going to do as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Right after the news, we'll come back as we continue. Christians being forced to be subservient to the LGBTQ agenda. How should we respond? What should we do? Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wildfires continue to burn in Canada, and the impacts being felt across a wide area of the U.S. Air quality is taking a hit. The EPA says that parts of Illinois, lower Michigan, and southern Wisconsin have the worst air quality in the country. Former President Trump has told a rally in New Hampshire that Biden open border policies put America at risk, both in terms of national security as well as the day-to-day safety of average Americans. Daniel Penny has pleaded not guilty in last month's chokehold death of Jordan Neely on a New York City subway car. The 24-year-old Penny, charged with second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide, was arraigned this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow down 142 points. More details at srnnews.com.
First Conservative Baptist Church invites you to join them for their Independence Day celebration. The Mark V Quartet will be in concert with great singing.
Jesus Christ the Lord, open up.
Service starts at 10 a.m., barbecue lunch at 12:30. There's no ticket charge. A love offering will be taken July 2nd at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard today. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion. Let me remind you that that telephone number is 904-831-0917. We're talking about the question today, or the statement that we're addressing, is Christians being forced to be subservient to the LGBTQ agenda. Let me read for our edification once again. Headline, UN demands religious beliefs bend to the LGBTQ ideology. The report says that who serves the United Nations as an advisor on sexual orientation has come out with the report expressing the idea that religious freedom is not incompatible with the LGBTQ agenda and the ideology. Further, it states the report said then, however, proceeded to propose the blatant violation of religious freedom. He said the fix to have religious communities reinterpret their own doctrines to meet the preferences of the LGBTQ. Further, it says, in some cases, religious narratives have been deliberately used to justify violence and discrimination, often in defiance to the doctrines of their faith. He explained further, so now, if we hold the biblical truth, we are apparently just misinterpreting our own doctrines. He insinuated that religious believers who do not embrace the LGBTQ ideology are misinterpreting their own religion. It is the height of arrogance for the United Nations to suggest that his interpretation, informed by the LGBTQ activist groups who submitted their comments to his own report, understands the teaching of the major world religions better than their own religions, leaders of thousands of years tradition that often inform their beliefs. Ladies and gentlemen, to basically succinctly interpret what I just read for you, United Nations is saying that every religion, they're talking globally, but focused on America, that every religion, that we need to reinterpret what the Bible says. We need to reinterpret what God says. We need to change our understanding of what it says in order to modulate our beliefs, to inculcate, to embrace, and to celebrate a sodomite lifestyle, a lifestyle and a sin that brought about God's judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, I know there are those out there, some of you maybe that's listening, say, well, you know, sin is sin. It is. But ladies and gentlemen, the sin of sodomy is the only sin in the Word of God from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation that God destroyed two cities and all of the plains round about Sodom and Gomorrah. Read for your own edification Genesis chapter 19, verses 1 through about verse 26-27, and you'll discover how God hates the sin of sodomy. And then you read in Romans, the first chapter, pick up with about verse 24, read through about verse 32. And the Bible says that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And a reprobate mind, ladies and gentlemen, simply means this. It means a mind that is absolutely despicable, a mind that says, I'm not going to obey anything that God says that we need to do, a mind that says that God's word is simply incorrect. The word reprobate means depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, desolate, corrupt, lost-minded, unruly. And when you read verses 29 and following, it gives the full character and the characteristics and the conduct of those that are reprobate mind. And the reprobate mind is where God has given them over. And that word give them over to reprobate mind is the word ballo in the Greek text, B-A-L-L-O, means to cast out, to release and turn loose. God has turned them loose, released them, if you please, to their own recognizance and deprivation and destruction in the society in which we're living. And if that's what God's word says about it, ladies and gentlemen, we need to take very seriously what is taking place. And what is happening today is probably well described by Jay Sekulow in the ACLJ newsletter. It says, Biden is using your own tax dollars to empower the anti-Christian forces to severely deplete your religious liberty. It's a surreptitious war that could destroy everything we fought for. Kicking Christian kids out of federal buildings, confiscating Bibles from kids in school, threatening to arrest pastors for simply praying in front of a Chinese embassy, banning churches from using their own property, planting FBI spies into our churches, calling Christians criminals is just the beginning of what's happening in America as the nation turns its back on God. Another headline, appalling. U.S. parents are warned about what Biden thinks of their beliefs. American parents are being warned that Joe Biden thinks that they're unfit to raise their own children because of what they believe. Ladies and gentlemen, this article goes on in very deep fashion, talking about how Joe Biden despises, detests the beliefs of moms and dads, families in America. They want to protect their children from the sodomite agenda. They want to protect their children from the LGBTQ mindset. They want to protect their children from abortion and the homosexual push. They want to protect their children from the recruiting and the sexualization and the grooming of our kids in the public school system. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the position that we find ourselves in today as a nation, and we need to recognize it and turn our backs on it. But there's a push now through the United Nations to say to churches, religious denominations, and Christians that we need to turn our backs on God. It's either, as one writer put it, it's either Lord or LGBTQ. Which will it be? Will it be the Lord or the LGBTQ agenda? That's the question that demands to be answered. Headline, White House, DOJ to work hand in hand with the LGBTQ groups against hate groups. Listen very carefully. Let me read that headline again. The White House, colon, the DOJ to work hand in hand with the LGBTQ groups against hate groups. And what does that mean? Means that they're going to be working with the DOJ, Department of Justice, Department of Injustice, as some have called it, be working hand in hand with the sodomite LGBTQ agenda to come in and start persecuting and prosecuting those that are called hate groups, which identifies what the government today calls Christian families, Christian homes, those that refuse to bow and bend to the sodomite agenda. This article reads, President Joe Biden's Department of Justice will work hand-in-hand with the LGBTQ community as a response to the Republican-led legislation and threats tied to hate groups and domestic violence extremists, the White House announced on Thursday. The administration's new action to protect the LGBTQI+ communities from attacks on their rights and safety, specifically cites Republican-sponsored legislation that bans biological males from women's sports, protects children from irreversible sex change procedures, and bans discussion of sexual and ideological topics in the classroom. The White House framed those bills, in other words, the Republican-led pushing of bills that will protect your sons, your daughters, and grandkids. The LGBTQ and the DOJ now calling those some kind of hate speech against LGBTQ. The White House framed those bills as anti-LGBTQI+ and called them cruel and callous to our kids, our neighbors, and to those in our community. And as a response, the White House said the Biden administration is partnering with all federal law enforcement agencies to launch a new, hear me, a new LGBTQI+ community safety partnership. What does that redound to? It means that they're nationwide, they're unleashing the power of thugs with badges to make sure that conservatives and Christians and patriots bow and bend and embrace the sodomite lifestyle in America. That, along with the new stand now for the United Nations demanding that religious beliefs bend to the LGBTQ ideology. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in dangerous territory today, as never before in the history of our great nation. The Pride partners with the president's office, with the present administration. They are partnering to destroy the voices and the hue and cry against the demonically controlled sodomite agenda in America. The Pride parades and the Rainbow Mafia today are winning the battle, as it seems. The misgendering that is taking place, that is what it is called when we say that somehow, some way, we're not going to call you a she when we know you're a he. It's called now misgendering, misidentifying, using the wrong pronouns. There's a push today by the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and the Biden White House to prosecute and persecute Christians and deny rights and liberties if we do not bend. Professors in colleges and universities are being fired if they refuse to use the wrong pronouns for those in the classroom. The doctors today are concerned, some of them. Here's an article that says, doctors say support for gender transition drives youth to suicide. A physician at a children's hospital that offers cross-sex medical procedures for minors anonymously shares his concern that the practice was driving children to suicide. Other doctors have previously said the transgender suicide rate is exaggerated and warns that frequent references to transgender suicides by doctors and activists actually exacerbate suicide risk. Ladies and gentlemen, the suicide rate is now upward of 60% of those in the transgender community, those that have had their bodies butchered, those that have been mutilated by physician scalpels. Today, they risk up to 60% in that named community of committing suicide. It's a major, major, major problem. Listen to this article. In reality, when you affirm these individuals' gender identity, what you're doing is affirming their hatred for themselves. You have these children who are going through confusing times, difficult times. When you affirm this belief system, what you're really doing is telling them that you hate yourself at that moment and will affirm that hate. Is transgender care affirming self-hatred? Question mark. We have to ask ourselves, why do these people have such rates of high suicide? Because we're affirming that they should hate themselves and that they should try to destroy themselves, according to one physician in his statement on the subject. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Americans urge to fight Joe Biden's plan to submit to WHO, WHO, child sex ideology. Listen to this. Again, going back to the World Health Organization. Americans are urged to fight Joe Biden's plan to submit to the World Health Organization child sex ideology. A top-flight legal team that has for years actively worked to protect religious rights, fight the leftism of the LGBTQ ideologies, now urging Americans to express their opposition to the move by Joe Biden to bring America under the authority of the World Health Organization. At issue is the plan for WHO to impose national health regulations on a global basis. Ladies and gentlemen, if Jesus Christ tarries, if the rapture of the church is delayed very much in the future, we're going to watch the implosion, the demise of America at the hands of the World Health Organization, at the hands of Joe Biden and his pen that signed all kinds of treaties with the World Health Organization and with the United Nations. United Nations is simply a puppet for the Chinese Communist Party. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is the causative factor for the mutilation of boys and girls that are destroying their lives, bringing about upwards of some, as I said a moment ago, some 60% committing suicide, and that's born out of depression. Ladies and gentlemen, our national sovereignty has been surrendered by the Biden administration into the hands of the UN, United Nations, the World Health Organization. I'm looking at an article that says, Biden administration releases the LGBTQI plus toolkit, encouraging schools to support students' sexuality clubs. First time in America, ladies and gentlemen, you find where U.S. tax dollars and the federal government, the president out of the president's Oval Office himself, pushing to have sex clubs set up in schools across America. This article says the Department of Education, ED, released an LGBTQI plus toolkit in June for schools and wider districts to create an inclusive environment, including the creation of student clubs centered around gender and sexuality alliances, GSA. The toolkit creating inclusive and non-discriminatory school environments for the LGBTQ students aimed to provide schools, districts, and wider areas with sample policies and practices that they can adopt in a safe, supportive fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, the article is three pages, but the bottom line is, this says in this article, to ensure that the LGBTQ plus parents can fully participate in the children's education and help all types of families feel welcome, the toolkit says. Ladies and gentlemen, it's promulgating sin. It has opened the doors for demonic control of sons and daughters in school. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a real danger. And today we're on the very precipice of that danger, the cavern to be opened further to put people into to destroy lives. It is a satanic, demonic approach to tear down and destroy, and that's what we see happening today. I believe I have Brian on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. I hope you can hear me, but I just, correct me if I'm wrong, I just heard what you said about the World Health Organization and the Biden administration trying to surrender our freedoms, but it was my understanding that in the end times, that America will fall before Jesus comes back. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. There's not anything definitive in the scripture that says that, but in the eschatological prophetic text of the last days, America is not mentioned any place in the scripture that we call the Holy Bible. It's not mentioned at all. It is my most humble opinion, my position, that America will be imploded and will go back to the mother, if you please, of Great Britain. And we find that we will ultimately merge into and part of the revived Roman Empire of yesteryear, because America is not seen, is not mentioned. We see a global governance. We see a global economic system. We see a global world organization, a world government system in the last days, but America is not mentioned.
So do you think that President Trump has a chance to get back into the White House? I know that we all know how Biden got in. He was installed, not elected. So do you think that this is technically the end for our country and that we just better pray and be ready?
I think we need to pray and be ready. I tell people we need to pray and plan for 1,000 years, but be ready to be lifted out of here in the next 30 seconds because the rapture of the church is on the horizon. And the more we see these things taking place, the more we should, as Christians, look up, lift up our heads in the realization our redemption draweth nigh. But let's go back to a fundamental question. There are a lot of Christians that say that we ought not to pray for Trump to go back in office. Many Christians pastors have said since Trump was elected in 2016 that while look at him, his morals and ethics, his vocabulary, et cetera, et cetera. And I tell people, when we elect a president, we're not electing Jesus to run our country. We're electing a man with a spine, with a backbone. And I believe that had people like Kevin McCarthy, that is now the Speaker of the House, had Kevin McCarthy taken the lead role, and he could have, because in 2017 and 18, we had the House, we had the Senate, we had the Oval Office, but President Trump was tripped on every hand by the rhino Republicans, some of which are still in office and running today as though they're the good guys with white hats. But if my position is, God supernaturally, divinely intervened, gave us President Donald J. Trump. He started a process that had we, the people, been willing to take a stand with him as a unified nation, I believe God divinely intervened to try to turn the trajectory around for America. We failed the test. We failed the test. I believe God is progressively today judging America for turning our backs on God, rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that President Donald J. Trump has a very, very good chance, if we could have an honest election, to be reelected. You notice I said if. I don't believe we have an election system that can ever be considered honest or have an integrity anymore in the future of America.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to say thank you. I listen to you every chance that I can get, and you have helped me grow greatly with my relationship with God. So I appreciate everything you do to try to steer us in the right direction.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that, and I'm humbled by your statement, but thankful for the privilege and the opportunity. So keep looking up, Brian. Have a blessed day today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. And let me read again for those that may not have heard the headline news that you won't hear it on the television, the Communist Network News. United Nations demands religious beliefs bend to the LGBTQ ideology. And ladies and gentlemen, what that is saying is the United Nations has the position that we need to surrender our rights as Christians. We need to surrender our beliefs as Christians. We need to surrender and jettison the Word of God and what God's Word says that we ought to do. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe that's possible. I believe we have enough Christians in the nation, in the world today, to say no, no, no. Now, I understand also there are a whole lot more people that claim to be saved than truly saved. This, I believe, will be the separating factor. It'll separate the wheat from the chaff. It'll separate the Christians from the wannabe Christians and Christians in name only. Ladies and gentlemen, looking at the headline, says school district will not let students opt out of the LGBTQ pride lessons. The Olympic School District in Washington State is refusing to allow students to opt out of the LGBTQ pride curriculum and all of the activities therein. The district offers pride-related lessons in schools as part of its journey toward gender-inclusive schools. The OSD Pride Month Proclamation spokesperson said the lessons are part of the educational standards and that there's no opt-out process. Students who skip the lessons will be marked as unexcused absences. And it goes on to talk about the school district and what they're doing with the no opt-out and forcing students, ladies and gentlemen, to be put in the position of the immoral, ungodly, unholy material that's found in the LGBTQ sex curriculum that's used. It is simply raw pornography that's being pushed, and it's being pushed from the top down, from the Oval Office with Joe Biden, right on down to the Department of Education, and many across the nation. Thankfully, in the state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis had some backbone enough to push the legislators to pass legislation that basically protects the state of Florida from this indoctrination, sexualization, and grooming of our kids in the schools. But ladies and gentlemen, this push for the LGBTQ agenda is not just in the schools. It's not just with the political process, not just with Joe Biden. I'm looking at a headline that says 250 Hollywood stars want to punish everyone who promotes biological sex. That, ladies and gentlemen, translated says, for every person in America that says God created male and female, for every person that believes the Bible is the truth book, for every person that believes that you have male and female, the only two sexes, then Hollywood is saying they need to be punished. This article says 250 celebrities in film, music, and other industries signed an open letter pressuring social media companies to censor all speech regarding transgender individuals and the transgender movement. Among other things, the letter takes issue with misgendering or referring to a person by his biological sex rather than preferred gender and demeaning deadpanning, which is called a person by their birth name rather than their preferred name. Targeted misgendering and deadnaming, it's called, of trans or non-binary people is a widespread mode of hate speech across all platforms. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just pause there. If you take a stand and say the Word of God says God created two people, two sexes, male and female, if you refuse to misgender someone and call them a female when they really want to be called a male, if you do that, ladies and gentlemen, it is called hate speech, and you listen to what I'm saying to us today. It will become codified in law based on what the DOJ and the FBI is now doing. It will be called hate speech, and Christians will be further prosecuted and persecuted and put in position, almost like going back to the first and second century when Christians were put in the arena and allowed the lions to eat them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for that kind of mentality today. It is something that we ought to look at very seriously and understand where we're going. I'm looking at another headline. The trans lobby is campaigning to make it illegal to take a child out of a sex change. There, ladies and gentlemen, there's a push in several states. California's already passed the legislation that if a parent says that their child cannot be transferred, transgendered, if the parent refuses to do so, the state of California at this moment can take that child under the custody of the courts and allow that child to be changed, be butchered, and have the debauchery taking place to their physical bodies without the parents' consent. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says transgender activists, hospitals, medical associations are all pressuring lawmakers in Michigan to pass a conversion therapy ban that critics say could effectively prohibit therapists and helping gender-confused children come to terms with their natural bodies and their own biological sex. Ladies and gentlemen, looking at an article says, yet again, state taken to court for apparent hatred of Christianity. The state of Colorado has led the homosexual Democratic, led by homosexual Democrat Jared Polis, is being taken to court for a formally adopted agenda of intolerance for all Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the headlines. We're watching it come together where Christians will be prosecuted and persecuted as in no other time in the history of America. Allegedly, Christian church says God is non-binary, whose pronouns are plural. And I could go on and on and on. It demands, ladies and gentlemen, that we recognize that God is in control, God's still on the throne, and we need to say, as Peter and others said in Acts 5:29, we ought to obey God and not man. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the challenge today, is to obey God and not man. If man says God's word is to be jettisoned, we need to obey God. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them.